This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A city mourns, a state mourns. Law enforcement mourns on this day for Jason Mosier, fallen in the line of duty as a Fargo police officer. The funeral this afternoon at 1 o'clock. For those of you listening on AM 1100 The Flag, that will air live, preempting the last hour of Rush Limbaugh. In a tribute to Jason Mosier, the Fargo Police Department, and those that protect and defend us every single day. Thank you for that. It is much appreciated. We don't say it enough. And I know there's a number of law enforcement officials that are on their way here, probably this hour. I do attend that funeral at 1 o'clock this afternoon. There's already, I mean, earlier this morning at 7, there was reports of the higher than usual traffic out by Shields Arena where that will take place today. And I imagine it's a very difficult day for law enforcement. I said earlier, I can't imagine being in a line of work where this happens to someone and you say that could be me to the degree that that happens in law enforcement, and certainly to the degree it's happened of late. So our thoughts and prayers remain there on this a very tough day for the men in blue of the Fargo PD and for all those that serve. So. And if you care to share a story about Officer Mosier, how it affects you as law enforcement, I said last hour, I'd welcome that. Whenever you feel like you'd want to do that, give us a call. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ron Ness is going to join us with the North Dakota Petroleum Council here in a moment. We also are going to share a comment from the folks at the Park Rapids Lakes Area Welcome Center and Chamber of Commerce that welcome folks to Lakes Country from all over. This is a great place. I know there are many great lakes all throughout North Dakota. Maybe some of our North Dakota listeners have not ventured into Minnesota. I grew up in Minnesota. It's one of the things I have great memories of, being on a lake. Lake is just a part of your heritage when you're a Minnesotan. For me, it was Lake Minnewaska and hanging around the Alexandria area. But there's so many. I mean, 10,000-plus lakes. So pretty extraordinary place. And we'll tell you a little bit about Park Rapids because they've been gracious enough to host me. I am actually broadcasting today from Park Rapids and the Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce Welcome Center, because I am attending a funeral for the mother of a friend, a dear friend of mine, a little later on today. Bottom of the hour, we're going to do something a little bit different. I have to actually leave the program to do the funeral, but we have put together a little piece of information I think you'll like and you'll enjoy. And the comments that came from our listeners on the Facebook page over the weekend is what actually prompted me to do this. Anton Scalia's funeral was this past weekend, and the eulogy sermon in the Catholic faith called a homily done by Father Paul Scalia, the son of Justice Anton Scalia. Imagine that, presiding over his father's funeral in front of thousands, is what prompted me to say, you know, maybe we should play that eulogy, because it was filled with stories of family and of love of God and country and things you often talk about. Klaus said, that was beautiful. Jake said, thanks for the recommendation. Well worth the time. Linda says, what a legacy Justice Scalia has left. That's what life is all about. Tanya Kuntz said, hey, thank you for posting that, Scott. I missed the funeral and now have this framework to be inspired and guided by. Alan said, I agree. I watched the entire funeral and what a tribute to a true American. Dan said, okay, I very much appreciate Justice Scalia. Unfortunately, now our communist-in-chief will increase his flow onto our most sacred document, the U.S. Constitution. I get it, yeah. And that's why it's important as in the context of this presidential race, honestly. Because understanding Justice Scalia and what he did on the court that will stand for decades, but how we will replace it, who will replace it, is directly tied, hopefully, to this presidential election. I don't think President Obama is going to get a chance to get his nominee on the court. He'll nominate somebody. But obviously, this election will decide the future of the court. And I hope also who replaces Justice Antonin Scalia. So that for everything you believe in, was a very momentous event, the passing of Justice Scalia. So certainly we have a lot to think about today with the funeral of Jason Mosher, the Fargo police officer, and Justice Scalia over the weekend. But stay tuned. We'll play that for you coming up. Quick programming note. Wednesday, Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer, Ben Carson will be with us. We have a promise from the Trump campaign that they, too, will come on the Talk Radio Town Hall and are actively seeking to have Senator Cruz back, Senator Rubio back, and others as well. So stay tuned for all of that coming up. But this Wednesday is Ben Carson. Your questions, welcome. Call him in now on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 855-200-1776. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is with us on the program. Ron, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great.
I know you have recently completed a trip in visiting with a lot of the CEOs of oil field companies. I want to talk a little bit about that. Len Helms just talked a little bit about it in the last segment as well and some other things. Before we do that, we had a call that came in that we did not get to for Len, but you can answer it as well as Len, I'm sure. And Todd, go ahead and roll that for Ron, and we'll start there.
Yeah, good morning. I got a question about the slowdown and the drilling and all that. How much does that have an effect on the technologies of advancing into the field? Maybe you don't know. It's probably hard to tell, but I'm just curious if it does affect, you know, the advancement on technology, that there's so many less people out there drilling, probably learning less so. And if you come back, are you going to be on top of it? So, anyway, have a good day. Thanks.
Well, Scott, that is an absolutely fantastic question. And I have, over the last several months, I've been to Denver and Oklahoma City and across North Dakota and other places visiting with the companies and the operators. And that's the one thing that his question is, what happens to the technology? And ironically enough, when things slow down, companies get better at technology. You know, because every penny counts on that barrel of oil today. And that's been one of the concerns, that we've been adding pennies on the cost side in North Dakota for a number of years. But now, of course, a buck or two on a barrel of Bakken oil, when you're not netting probably much more than 10 bucks a barrel or less than 10 bucks a barrel, if you're lucky on that. So those pennies get incredibly important. So the engineers get much more focused and the companies get much more focused. So I think our technology is improving, and we've seen that by what's happened with production over the past 14 months as prices continue to slide, really until the last December production. We continue to see production go up because our recovery factor was getting better, because our technology was forced to get better, and we have to do it at a better economics going forward. And in the long run, that makes the Bakken a better play, I think. As an $80 or $90 oil play, it's always going to be very much on the bubble in terms of can price be there. But if you can get this down to a $55 to $65 oil play in the good parts of the Bakken and maybe just outside of that core, we're better off in the long run as a result of that. So technology's getting better. I think recovery's getting better. All of those aspects get better when the economics get tougher.
I remember a discussion about some new regulations related to conditioning, and somebody put a price tag of a dollar and some change per barrel on there in a context of what's the big deal? I mean, and this was, I don't know where oil was, but 80, 90 bucks probably. And obviously, when you're talking about, you know, low 20s, mid 30s oil, a buck's a big deal with everything going on. Do we ever go back and look at the regulations we put on and the cost of them and look at suspending them while times like these are happening?
Well, certainly, Scott, like most regulations or most things, you put on the new ones and then you move on to the next set of regulations. And those regulations all are necessary as long as they really directly relate to the health and safety and the assurance that you're doing this right. But it's those regulations that we've got to go back and look at later on, I think. So is this really still the case 2 years later or 3 years later? Or because even though those crude oil conditioning rules were meant for oil, those affected basically the operational cost of all of the operators in the Bakken at every barrel that comes out of here, whether we're going to put 450,000 barrels on that new pipeline that we hope to see built by the end of the year, or a barrel that's going on a rail. And certainly they were completely intended for the rail, but essentially all the operators have been forced to comply with that regardless of where their barrel's going to go. So that buck or buck and a half makes a tremendous difference at this point in the game. And we forget about that on the other end of the price scale.
Yeah, we sure do. There's no doubt about that. Headline in the Grand Forks Herald story that I read earlier this week saying, despite North Dakota budget cuts, some don't expect a repeat of the 80s. You're quoted in it. Kathy Nesset is quoted in it. When we come back here from the break, we don't have enough time to do this justice now. I want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on that and what is different about now versus the 90s, because I think I hear you saying, look, this is going to be a tough year, and a chunk of 2017 is going to be a tough year, but there's also light at the end of this tunnel, so important to keep that message out there and make sure folks know what's coming. So I want that from your perspective, if you wouldn't mind, Ron, when we come back. Also, Ben, saw Ron last at the Watford City exciting news of dedicating a brand new high school, so we'll talk a little bit about some of those projects that are in the works, too. Coming up, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. 24/7, we're here for you. Don't forget, coming up on the 3rd of March, there will be a debate between all three candidates for governor in North Dakota. And if you have questions for them, we're getting to the point where we're putting together questions. Get them in on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 855-200-1776. Also doing a candidate forum with Valley News Live on the 2nd. It'll air just in the Valley. That'll be two of the three candidates. Doug Burgum and Rick Becker have agreed to do that event as well. So, but we're taking questions and welcome them. Hey, I want to tell you about B-Mobile before we continue our chat with Ron Ness here today on What's on Your Mind. The region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless is B-Mobile. And, of course, Verizon's the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. What I love about B-Mobile is they're local. They're a family-owned company. And if you're not a member of the Verizon family, they have a great deal for you now. It is the time to get unstuck from your current carrier. You visit B-Mobile and switch to Verizon, they'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. Complete details are in the store, but come see them. I said that, $650 they give you to get out of your current contract. And find them all across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wappan. Find a location near you at B-Mobile. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, back with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, a couple things I want to cover before we let you go. One is on this story, which John Hagman did. Good story. I'm going to put it up on Facebook here soon so folks can take it in. But the gist of it is that, you know, yeah, there's going to be budget cuts. Yeah, there's going to be tough times. But this isn't going to be the 80s. There is two schools right now. The sky is falling. Everything's horrible. Layoffs are happening everywhere. This is awful. It's bad. It's terrible. And you know what? This is temporary. Both are really right, aren't they?
Scott, they are. And the question was, is how does what we're seeing today look like or is different from the 1980s of the bust? And that was a price play, and that was truly an oil bust because dollars were coming here. People were drilling wells basically because of the high price of oil. You had a 1 in 4 chance of striking it rich. And, of course, when the price began to collapse, by the way, a 130% increase in the tax rate in North Dakota, those rigs and those investments left North Dakota, and they really never came back. They disappeared, and then the resource wasn't here. It wasn't known. Vastly different than what we have today. The Bakken resource is a world-class resource. You heard Lynn Helms explaining how it still ranks in the top places in the world as far as it's a known resource. We're getting better and better at it through better technology that we don't even know the ends of yet. So, yes, the economics are awful right now. The impacts we're seeing on jobs and on just really the financial strength of the industry in the Bakken and everywhere else across the world essentially has a dramatic impact and maybe is as bad or worse if you look on a dollar-for-dollar basis as the 1980s. But the reality is this resource is world-class. It's going to be developed. It's a function of how long does it take to see some change in the supply-demand economics of the world? And then what's the bounce-back time? How do we get people back here? And one of the things that I think we're all gonna sit up one of these days and think back a decade or a decade and a half and say, we've got to get back to our pro-business, North Dakota means business, the old Ed Schaefer policy of we got to attract investment back here again in high-wage jobs because once it departs, we've all been able to kind of take it for granted for a while because things were so good that the dollars kept coming in. But really, the Bakken is a capital play. It needs to be capitalized with massive investments. It took us a long time to convince the world and the investment community that this was a great place to get a return on your dollar, a great place to do business. And now we're going to have to really step back and begin doing that again because all these investors are going to be a bit skittish, but yet we recognize when you go to Watford City and you see the proximity to the wells that are going to continue producing there, we got a plan. We've got to get ahead. We've got to be bullish in terms of the legislature helping the communities play from ahead this time rather than playing from behind. And as Lynn talked about, it's going to be a while. We're not going to just wake up someday and say, oh, boom, here it is. It's going to take a while because there's a lot of things. It's a very big industry. I had some numbers here that 49.2% of the state revenues collected by the tax department last year came from oil and gas production taxes alone. So there's going to be a lot of impacts along the way here as the pendulum continues to swing the wrong direction. And it's going to take a while for it to swing back the other direction. So we got to, much like industry has been doing, I think others are going to have to buckle down the hatches here and ensure that we have our ships ready to get back to work and go support business development.
You know, it's important, and there's a lot of talk of being business friendly in North Dakota, and I honestly think North Dakota has been business friendly, but now the rules have changed. So that's a good message for everybody to hear and to continue to look forward to. I know I'm out of time, but I know what has happened in Watford City, that high school and everything else. You still have to plan for the future. So there's a lot of work to do there too, and we'll continue that conversation going forward despite everything that you've talked about here. Still a future to prepare for and to plan for. Ron, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott. That grand opening of that high school in Watford City was one of the best days I've had in terms of all of the things that have happened out west. It was a great day.
Yeah, it sure was. I agree completely. Thanks a bunch, Ron. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We are the Park Rapids Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and Welcome Center. And Teresa Laskowski is with me. How are you, Teresa?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
Thanks for hosting us here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad to have you.
What is the thing you hear, you most want folks to know about Park Rapids?
Park Rapids is where the Mississippi River starts up here in northern Minnesota.
And there's a lot going on, like within, 50 miles of where I'm at right now. My gosh.
Well, see, Walker just got done with ILPOW. We have a lot of community events coming up. We have the Minnesota Bike Opener coming May 21st, and throughout the summer, there's a lot of community events. There's so much. You could check it out at parkrapids.com under the events. We have some amazing resorts in our area and places to shop, amazing restaurants as well.
Good food, and I love downtown Park Rapids.
Yes.
It's always beautiful.
Fun to shop.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot going on here. A lot of people come in. It's kind of the hub. And then Walker, I guess, would be a little bit as well. But Park Rapids is probably more of the big city, if you will, of the lakes area.
Park Rapids is definitely growing.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yes.
So it's neat. You told me earlier your son's he's anxious to get out there fishing right now, huh?
Yes, he's quite the fisherman.
What happens? So with no ice, we got a time when they got to come off, right?
Correct.
And before he can get out there, so he's, do you keep him busy doing other things then, or is
sports in school? Yes, definitely.
And preparing all his fishing gear.
Yes, getting ready for spring and summer, because if he's not out there in the spring and summer, he's out there on the ice in the wintertime. It's just amazing with our lakes.
But he loves fishing.
Yes. He's been fishing since he was 2 years old. He's now almost 14.
See, isn't that something?
That is.
That's the way to do it. Start him young, folks. It's great. Thanks for having us.
Yes,
Lisa.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. They were so wonderful here to allow me to do the show right here. I could be in town to attend a funeral today as well. And we're thinking certainly about Jason Mosher's funeral, which is a few hours away. We'll recap some of that tomorrow on the program as well and give you some more previews of our events of the coming weeks. There's a candidate forum in the governor's race. There's a debate of all three candidates in Bismarck, televised statewide. That's going to be fantastic. And, of course, we have Ben Carson and the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up on Wednesday. Get your questions in. Thanks for listening. More of What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag Lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What's on your mind? Live from Park Rapids, Minnesota today. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen. Want to tell you about my friends at Hedolls. Dick Hedoll likes to say, the secret weapon, the secret to our success at Hedolls is our people. And I know what he means because I get the wonderful opportunity to chat with him and tell you stories about him. Folks like Roger Stanton down in Watertown. And Roger has been in the, well, he's been a part of the Hedolls team for better than a decade. He's been in the auto parts game since the late 70s, started way back at Champion Auto. So he knows the business. And these are the kind of folks who walk in, they know what you're looking for. They're there to help. They can do it. And the shop there in Watertown, Hedolls location there, has a lot of ag-based customers. And they have a machine shop that can do about anything. Anything on the automotive side, agriculture engines, they have capabilities to do the big John Deere engines all the way down to tearing them down to putting them back together and having it ready to go. So pretty good work they do day in and day out there at the Hedolls location. And Roger, like all of them, a car guy, right? How about his first car? Ask him about this if you ever see him. A 54 Ford Vicky. 13 years old, he was lucky enough to have a 54 Ford Vicky. Can you believe it? He paid $50 for it. So ask him about that. Roger Stan, part of the Hedolls team at Watertown. Hedolls has it. Great people, great parts. And tell them Scott sent you. Special treat for you today on the program. You know, one of the great honors of my life is coming behind this microphone and getting a chance to talk to folks all across the Northern Plains every day and hearing your values. That's what I love. And I hear a lot of, you know, concern for family and country and faith. And it's so great. It really is. And I watched on Saturday morning the funeral of Justice Antonin Scalia, the Supreme Court Justice, whose legacy is going to live for decades. I mean, incredible. And his son, Father Paul Scalia, was the celebrant of the funeral mass for his father. Ask yourself if you could do that. And by the way, in the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, with, you know, cardinals and vice presidents and, you know, senators and other justices, and absolutely incredible. And I guess Justice Scalia wanted a small town, you know, family parish kind of funeral. Well, it didn't exactly happen, but his son did a great job. And in this eulogy, which is part of the sermon, or the homily, as we call it in the Catholic faith, is incredible and really touched on so many things. And the beginning, listen close, because I thought he was talking about Antonin Scalia, and I think everybody did, but he wasn't, is full of lessons of the faith and just a good family man, what a great dad he was, and it's worth listening to. I thought you'd enjoy it today since we had the opportunity to play it for you here on What's on Your Mind. Listen.
Your Eminence, Cardinal Wuerl, Your Excellencies, Archbishop Vigano, Bishop Liberti, Bishop Higgins, my brother priests, deacons, distinguished guests, dear friends and faithful gathered. On behalf of our mother and the entire Scalia family, I want to thank you for your presence here, for your many words of consolation, and even more for the many prayers and masses you have offered at the death of our father, Antonin Scalia. In particular, I thank Cardinal Wuerl, first, for reaching out so quickly and so graciously to console our mother. It was a consolation to her and therefore to us as well. Thank you also for allowing us to have this parish funeral mass here in this basilica dedicated to Our Lady. What a great privilege and consolation that we were able to bring our Father through the holy doors and for him gain the indulgence promised to those who enter in faith. I thank Bishop Liberti, the Bishop of our Diocese of Arlington, a shepherd our Father liked and respected a great deal. Thank you, Bishop Liberti, for your prompt visit to our mother, for your words of consolation, for your prayers. The family will depart for the private burial immediately after Mass and will not have time to visit, so I want to express our thanks at this time, so that you all know our profound appreciation and thanks. You'll notice in the program mention of a memorial that will be held on March 1st. We hope to see many of you there. We pray that the Lord will reward your great goodness to us. We are gathered here because of one man. A man known personally to many of us, known only by reputation to even more, a man loved by many, scorned by others, a man known for great controversy and for great compassion. That man, of course, is Jesus of Nazareth. It is he whom we proclaim. Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, born of the Virgin Mary, crucified, buried, risen, seated at the right hand of the Father. It is because of him, because of his life, death, and resurrection, that we do not mourn as those who have no hope, but in confidence we commend Antonin Scalia to the mercy of God. Scripture says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that sets a good course for our thoughts and our prayers here today. In effect, we look in three directions. To yesterday in thanksgiving, to today in petition, and into eternity with hope. We look to Jesus Christ yesterday, that is, to the past, in thanksgiving for the blessings God bestowed upon Dad. In the past week, many have recounted what Dad did for them. But here, today, we recount what God did for Dad, how he blessed him. We give thanks, first of all, for the atoning death and life-giving resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our Lord died and rose not only for all of us, but also for each of us. And at this time, we look to that yesterday of his death and resurrection, and we give thanks that he died and rose for Dad. Further, we give thanks that Jesus brought him to new life in baptism, nourished him with the Eucharist, and healed him in the confessional. We give thanks that Jesus bestowed upon him 55 years of marriage to the woman he loved, a woman who could match him at every step, and even hold him accountable. God bless Dad with a deep Catholic faith. the conviction that Christ's presence and power continue in the world today through his body, the church. He loved the clarity and coherence of the church's teachings. He treasured the church's ceremonies, especially the beauty of her ancient worship. He trusted the power of her sacraments as the means of salvation, as Christ working within him for his salvation. Although one time, one Saturday afternoon, he did scold me for having heard confessions that afternoon, that same day. And I hope that is some source of consolation, if there are any lawyers present, that the Roman collar was not a shield against his criticism. The issue that evening was not that I'd been hearing confessions, but that he had found himself in my confessional line. And he quickly departed it. As he put it later, like heck if I'm confessing to you. The feeling was mutual. God bless Dad, as is well known, with a love for his country. He knew well what a close-run thing the founding of our nation was. And he saw in that founding, as did the founders themselves, a blessing. A blessing quickly lost when faith is banned from the public square, or when we refuse to bring it there. So he understood that there is no conflict between loving God and loving one's country, between one's faith and one's public service. Dad understood that the deeper he went in his Catholic faith, the better a citizen and public servant he became. God blessed him with the desire to be the country's good servant because he was God's first. We Scalias, however, give thanks for a particular blessing God bestowed. God bless Dad with a love for his family. We have been thrilled to read and hear the many words of praise and admiration for him, for his intellect, his writings, his speeches, his influence, and so on. But more important to us and to him, he was Dad. He was the father that God gave us for the great adventure of family life. Sure, he forgot our names at times or mixed them up. But there are 9 of us. He loved us and sought to show that love. And sought to share the blessing of the faith he treasured. And he gave us one another. To have each other for support. That's the greatest wealth parents can bestow. And right now, we are particularly grateful for it. So we look to the past, to Jesus Christ yesterday. We call to mind all of these blessings, and we give our Lord the honor and glory for them, for they are his work. We look to Jesus today in petition, to the present moment, here and now, as we mourn the one we love and admire, the one whose absence pains us.
What's on your mind?
You're listening to the Eulogy of Justice, Anthony Scalia by his son.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's a spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys, it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank, from E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4, all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On What's on Your Mind, special treat for you in the back half of the program today. We are revisiting a poignant moment, laying to rest Justice Antonin Scalia on a day when we lay a Fargo police officer to rest as well. And law enforcement have come in from all across the United States. Saturday, Justice Antonin Scalia was laid to rest. His son presided over the funeral mass and also gave the eulogy. We're going to hear the rest of that in just a moment. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. You know, I'm on the road a lot, as our listeners know, and guess what? I fill up at PetroServe USA. I fill up right there because they have that 4-for-4 deal and, of course, choice at the pump, too. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Now more of the remaining moments of this very, very poignant eulogy.
Today we pray for him. We pray for the repose of his soul. We thank God for his goodness to Dad, as is right and just. But we also know that although Dad believed, he did so imperfectly, like the rest of us. He tried to love God and neighbor, but like the rest of us, did so imperfectly. He was a practicing Catholic, practicing in the sense that he hadn't perfected it yet. Or rather, Christ was not yet perfected in him. And only those in whom Christ is brought to perfection can enter heaven. We are here, then, to lend our prayers to that perfecting, to that final work of God's grace in freeing Dad from every encumbrance of sin. But don't take my word for it. Dad himself, not surprisingly, had something to say on the matter. Writing years ago to a Presbyterian minister whose funeral service he admired, he summarized quite nicely the pitfalls of funerals and why he didn't like eulogies. He wrote, "Even when the deceased was an admirable person, indeed, especially when the deceased was an admirable person, praise for his virtues can cause us to forget that we are praying for and giving thanks for God's inexplicable mercy to a sinner." Now, he would not have exempted himself from that. We are here, then, as he would want, to pray for God's inexplicable mercy to a sinner, to this sinner, Antonin Scalia. Let us not show him a false love and allow our admiration to deprive him of our prayers. We continue to show affection for him and do good for him by praying for him, that all stain of sin be washed away, that all wounds be healed, that he be purified of all that is not Christ, that he rest in peace. Finally, we look to Jesus forever, into eternity. Or better, we consider our own place in eternity, and whether it will be with the Lord. Even as we pray for Dad to enter swiftly into eternal glory, we should be mindful of ourselves. Every funeral reminds us of just how thin the veil is between this world and the next, between time and eternity, between the opportunity for conversion and the moment of judgment. So we cannot depart here unchanged. It makes no sense to celebrate God's goodness and mercy to Dad if we are not attentive and responsive to those realities in our own lives. We must allow this encounter with eternity to change us, to turn us from sin and towards the Lord. The English Dominican father, B. Jarrett, put it beautifully when he prayed, "O strong Son of God, while you prepare a place for us, prepare us also for that happy place, that we may be with you and with those we love for all eternity." Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My dear friends, this is also the structure of the Mass. The greatest prayer we can offer for Dad, because it's not our prayer, but the Lord's. The Mass looks to Jesus yesterday. It reaches into the past, reaches to the Last Supper, to the crucifixion, to the resurrection, and it makes those mysteries and their power present here on this altar. Jesus himself becomes present here today under the form of bread and wine so that we can unite all our prayers of thanksgiving, sorrow, and petition with Christ himself as an offering to the Father. And all of this with a view to eternity, stretching towards heaven, where we hope one day to enjoy that perfect union with God himself and to see Dad again and with him rejoice in the communion of saints.
Wasn't that amazing? I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I saw a lot of great comments on the Facebook page over the weekend from you, our listeners. It inspired me to say, do something a little unusual and play that, give you a chance to hear it in case you missed it. So I hope you enjoyed it. We're out of time, folks. Got to go. Our thoughts and prayers to the Mosier family. Don't forget that funeral at 1 o'clock this afternoon. More on that tomorrow and much more in the news on What's on Your Mind.
Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag Lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.